Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
K411, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. Of course, we have those updates coming in from Fox throughout the afternoon. We'll be updating you on what's going on in the Los Angeles area. Granada Hills now is reporting a breakout of a fire just minutes ago. So we will keep you posted on that. Also, we're going to keep you kind of following this board at Pensacola International. Is really tricky today. Because the weather, as you know, is the snow level is dipping pretty low into the south right now, which is affecting, of course, the hubs, the Atlanta hubs, the Dallas hubs, Charlotte hubs. And that is being reflected on the flight board today. What I should say is just call your airline because we have so many different delays and cancellations on the board this afternoon. Dallas-Fort Worth, flight coming up, an American 3490. It was supposed to be here at 2:46, now about 5:40. So across the board, just call your air carrier to get the latest up. There's just too many down here in terms of running this board for you. But I will tell you, a couple of flights that have not been delayed but canceled, you need to know about. Coming up out of Atlanta, it's Delta 3059, touchdown 4:58 this afternoon. Not happening. That flight has canceled. Also coming up out of Charlotte. These are a couple of the hubs I was mentioning to you.
Yeah.
American 5443, touchdown 6:30. Not tonight. That flight also has been canceled. Another flight coming up out of Charlotte, American 5429, 7:35 touchdown, canceled. And another flight from Charlotte, as you can see the pattern here developing, American 5617, 9:20 touchdown. Nope, not coming in tonight. It has been canceled. Just call your airlines for the latest.
Yeah, and honestly, keeping with that theme, this is a headline that was swirling around earlier today. A major winter storm moving into the southern U.S. was impacting flights in and out of Tampa. As of early this afternoon, FlightAware reported more than 50 cancellations and 40 delays at Tampa International. So, yeah, definitely seeing the Sunshine State take a pretty hefty hit here.
Okay, 413 News Radio 92.3, stocks ending down today despite good news on the jobs market. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks selling off and bond yields climbing. Worries that good news about the job market may keep inflation and interest rates high. Hiring picking up unexpectedly in December as employers added a robust 256,000 new jobs. Unemployment, which was expected to hover around 4.2%, fell to 4.1%. The strong data could keep the Fed from delivering cuts to interest rates. Shares of Walgreens jumped over 27% after the drugstore chain delivered a better-than-expected first quarter. The Dow winner, Chevron, Home Depot, and Walmart, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 697 points, the Nasdaq lower by 317, S&P 500 down 91. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, at just about 4:15 here, we'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. All right, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups in our usual spot. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and on Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Glover Lane. Outside of that, we do have an accident report on Gulf Beach Highway. This is just west of Fairfield Drive. Do have some backups going both ways there, so be on the lookout for that. Last major spot is the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway, which has been giving us trouble all throughout this week. As for the weather, it's 45 degrees right now. Wind chill has it feeling maybe around 42. Of course, the rain, if you got any sprinklage, that doesn't help. Got a high surf warning bleeding into this evening. Tonight's low, 37, with chances of rain dissipating throughout the night.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3, coming up in about 20 minutes, around 4:35, we're going to run down some sports with you. We'll talk NFL playoffs. We'll talk about college, what happened last evening. And I'll definitely touch in with Austin on that one. And then we'll talk about the college footballs tonight. So
yeah,
that will be coming down in less than 20 minutes. A federal judge has overturned the Biden administration's rules about transgender athletes allowing biological males on women's sports teams. Brooke Taylor follows the story for us.
A federal judge in Kentucky striking down the rule nationwide. The decision came in response to a lawsuit filed by six GOP-led states. We spoke to the CEO of the Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF, representing a 15-year-old girl in West Virginia who says she was forced to compete against a biological male athlete on her middle school track and field team. The male displaced her several times and was also given access to the locker room.
This story is all too common, which is why we have to continue to fight for the rights of women and girls.
The federal judge also said it violated free speech rights by forcing teachers to use pronouns that align with their students' gender identity. In Dallas, I'm Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
All righty, and this week at CES Las Vegas, thousands of new products making life smaller, safer, and quicker. Holland Cook has the report.
Have you got allergies? AirTamer A310 is a personal air purifier smaller than a smartphone. You wear it on a lanyard, and it emits negative ions that force airborne pollutants 3 feet away from you. There is new safety technology here. Volvo is making it impossible to leave a child or pet trapped in the car on a hot summer day. The 2025 EX90 electric SUV has 7 radar sensors that detect virtually any living creature left in a locked vehicle. Some of these inventions do something quicker. Realme calls its 320W supersonic charging device the 4-minute miracle. It gets your smartphone battery up to 100% in just 4.5 minutes. And mingling with all these inventors? Shark Tank, holding auditions. Covering CES 2025 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
Okay, that's a pretty exciting show. It's a consumer electronics show out in Vegas, and always interesting new toys that will...
new knickknacks that will and trinkets.
Exactly. Will be surfacing within the upcoming months or years. Job growth was stronger than expected last month. We just talked about this a second ago in terms of setting up the market numbers.
Right.
Kind of an indicator for moving those markets a little bit. Jeannie Casella has more on the report.
The unemployment rate declined in December and job growth increased. There were 256,000 new jobs created last month. However, November job growth was revised lower from 227,000 to 212,000. The unemployment rate in December declined to 4.1%. The stronger-than-expected reports suggest the labor market has recovered after a slowdown last year. New jobs were created in healthcare, leisure and hospitality, government and retail for the holiday season. The Federal Reserve meets at the end of the month. Strong job growth suggests the Fed might not need to be aggressive in cutting rates this year. Jeannie Casella, Fox News.
All righty, 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got the Supreme Court in a position where it's time for decision-making on TikTok once and for all. But also, we got a pair of Reese's Senior Bowl tickets that were given away. The last pair, at least of this week, from what I know of. Details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, on a wet, very slippery Friday afternoon. If you're driving out there, watch that braking distance. It's going to be a little off today. Home buyers and home sellers, watching those mortgage numbers. We're watching them for you. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.15%. A little up from yesterday. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage climbing to 6.51%. And we're also learning a bit more about the fatal crash in downtown Pensacola earlier in the week. PPD said it happened when an officer attempted a traffic stop.
You know, some people just automatically, when we say an officer attempted a stop and then there's a crash, automatically assume that there was a chase or pursuit involved, and that's absolutely not the case. This vehicle and the officer were coming at each other in opposite directions. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed. The officer flipped around in the road, did a U-turn, and did not even have a chance to turn his emergency lights on. And this vehicle was gone. I mean, at a very, very high rate of speed.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood says it is one of the worst crashes he has ever seen. Well, President Trump has said he's going to pardon many of the January 6 rioters when he takes office. This is going to open up a new can of worms. Fox has more on it.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Expect President-elect Trump to pardon more than 1,500 people charged with crimes after they stormed the Capitol more than 4 years ago when Congress met to certify the election results on January 6, 2021. The probe of the Capitol riot is the largest federal investigation in U.S. history. GOP Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene lamented that some of those convicted have been sentenced to years in jail. More than 1,200 people have pleaded guilty or been convicted after trials in connection with January 6th. More than 650 50 received prison time ranging from a few days to 22 years. Police officers who defended the Capitol are especially incensed about possible pardons. Many officers were beaten, some with their own weapons, as they tried to hold back the mob. 140 officers were injured on January 6th. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan supports some pardons, but not for those who committed violence. Congressional Democrats warn that the pardons could have far-reaching consequences, both for the rule of law and the security of the country. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
426 here. We'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. That's Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, got some backups increasing on Mobile Highway near Michigan Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Also, have some of our usual spots acting up, including I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and we have some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound if you're traveling towards Glover Lane. That has seemingly dissipated. As for the weather, 45 degrees, low of 37 tonight. It's going to be some rainfall throughout your evening, but the chances do increasingly dissolve. And Saturday and Sunday shouldn't see much rain. If Sunday comes in with some of their chances, hopefully it won't be as consistent as what we saw today.
Okay, I wanted to dissect that forecast just a little bit. I was in touch with the National Weather Service just before coming on the air today, and they are telling me dangerous swimming and surfing conditions and localized beach erosion is occurring today into tomorrow. High-risk rip current warning continues through Saturday, while a high surf warning is in effect through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for waves 7 to 9 feet across local beaches. Those wildfires continue to destroy Los Angeles. Matt Finn reports from the site of the Eaton Fire. This is in Altadena, California.
Yeah, we're on just one residential street, just one. And you can walk down this street, and on both sides, nearly every single home is obliterated. Looks like a bomb went off. These flames popping up and consistently burning because they're fueled by natural gas. So fire crews and utility crews are out here trying to extinguish them or shut off the gas that is fueling them. 4,000 to 5,000 structures burned out here. So think of how many family homes were wiped out. A 6 p.m. curfew has been enforced, and LAPD says they will prosecute people to the maximum extent of the law.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just something that keeps snowballing into a worse and worse travesty. And, of course, our hearts go out to them.
Yeah, in a couple of minutes here, we're going to have a story about the looters in Southern California and what's being done to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a special kind of evil to take advantage of something like this. 428 here. We'll go ahead and be not so evil. We'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Reese's Senior Bowl. You can text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text in to 850-437-1620. Just let me know your favorite college team. That's the prompt we've been rolling with. I see no reason to stop it. This is a pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl taking place in Mobile on February 1st. First person to let me know their favorite college team at our text line, 850-437-1620, we'll get those tickets.
Okay, here's a knucklehead story for you.
Oh, really?
I do hope you enjoy it. A Florida woman accidentally texted a cop instead of her drug dealer. This is interesting.
Oh, my God.
Gary Baumgarten has the story.
Police say the woman needed her fentanyl fix, but knocked herself out when she texted the officer instead of her dealer. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says she was nabbed when she went to a Panama City convenience store to meet her dealer, only to be greeted by deputies from the narcotics unit instead. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I did enjoy that. That's karma, I guess.
And it happened in Panama City Beach.
Yeah. And hinted at this before the break. This could be affecting a lot more than Panama City Beach. The Supreme Court will make a decision on TikTok's future in the U.S. after it heard arguments over an impending ban of the massively popular platform. Under the law signed last spring, ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, must sell the platform by January 19th or be banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. But, of course, TikTok has been arguing that the law violates its First Amendment rights.
Parking changes coming to Pensacola International on Monday. Good stuff here. Mayor Reeves says there will now be space within Pensacola's airport's lot number one dedicated to drivers waiting to pick up arriving passengers. You see, this is what I've been doing in the afternoons. We, of course, let you know what flights are running late or delayed, canceled possibly, so you don't have to go through this parking problem. This move will eliminate the need to get a parking ticket. Reeves hopes the lot's going to be open by late February. Yep, indeed. Parking change is coming to PNS.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. More than 150,000 in Los Angeles under evacuation orders as several wildfires continue to rage. Several neighborhoods smoldering with embers being fed by natural gas. Fox's Matt Finn has the latest on the Eaton Fire north of Pasadena.
Houses are wiped out and firefighters are going around putting out the flames. Also, the gas companies are here shutting off the natural gas because we have seen, you know, all these little flames on the properties because the natural gas is still active out here.
An estimated 10,000 homes, businesses, other buildings have been destroyed. The Pentagon sending more military equipment to help in the battle against the wildfires.
U.S. Northern Command is now sending 8 C-130 Hercules transport planes to Southern California to support firefighting efforts. All will be operational by Sunday.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on whether the law would effectively ban TikTok in the U.S. violates the Constitution's free speech protections. TikTok announced it will shut down in the U.S. January 19th unless the Supreme Court strikes down or even delays the law requiring it to be sold. Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery are calling off plans to launch their sports streaming service Venue. Venue was first announced back in February and intended to combine the live sports assets of Fox, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Disney-owned ESPN. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly lower after a hotter-than-expected jobs report cooled off the possibility of more rate cuts from the Fed this year. The Dow lost 696 points, the S&P tumbled 91, and the Nasdaq fell by 317 points. U.S. crude oil futures under 77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman and sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We all know that James Franklin can't win a big game, but last night wasn't on him. The main reason Penn State won't be playing for a national championship on January 20th is because of quarterback Drew Aller. Aller's previous mistakes were bailed out by the officials, but even the Zebras couldn't help him out after a terrible interception late in the game last night that led to Notre Dame's game-winning field goal. So yes, James Franklin still can't win a big game, but this time I can't blame him. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity's stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news.
Tune in Tuesday at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, as Pro Health will be the guest. They'll be discussing the Pro Health Medical Membership Program, as well as they are now offering 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how Pro Health can help you take out the stress from the cost of healthcare. Tuesday at 10 with Pro Health on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
Well, I think my legacy has been perpetuated, whatever it might be, between the presidency and the Carter Center, by a commitment to peace instead of constant wars.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Right now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Ray. Man, it's just nasty.
Yeah.
That is the word I'm going to use today.
Out there.
It really does. If you don't have to go outside, I would suggest not doing that. And if you are driving, please watch your braking distance. How is it? I know this is kind of an advance here, but if you can zip over that one screen, how is the traffic looking? Just as part of a conversation here.
It's not looking too bad. We've got some minor issues, our usual issues, on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we do have some issues developing on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road.
I just wanted to jump in there real just before your usual time.
Right.
Because I know it's probably pretty slick out there driving on this wet surface. Ice flyers, speaking of slick and ice, things like this, ice flyers.
You dog.
Faced another road trip facing Macon tonight and Saturday. Then the good guys return home on Sunday for game 3 of their series against the Mayhem. Don't forget about the start time. Puck drops 4 p.m. in the Bay Center, not your usual 7:05 puck drop. Okay, I know you want to talk about it. Notre Dame, Penn State last night.
You and I, we were talking about this game throughout this week, and we were talking about it being on the lower scoring end, and the score I was always dishing out was 27-21. Final score was 27-24, so I think we repped our sports psychic ways pretty well. But I had it going Penn State's way. It actually went Notre Dame's tie-breaking field goal in the final seconds, so good for the Irish. I do think Penn State, and I just told you this during break, Chris, I think Penn State would have been a better matchup against Ohio State. I think Ohio State is nonetheless an overwhelming favorite to win it all, but no knock on Notre Dame. Great effort, great win. You deserve to be there. No one can take that from you. I just think you might get punched in the mouth a bit.
Okay, it's going to be a whirlwind weekend for sports, for sure.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and we'll start NFL. We'll do college about last night's game, then we'll do tonight's game. We'll get it all packaged up here for you. NFL playoffs set to go. Jared Max has the details in Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. After 544 regular season games, it's time for the NFL playoffs. The two-time reigning champion Chiefs have the inside track to return to the Super Bowl for a fifth time in 6 years. Kansas City earned a first-round playoff bye and home field advantage through the AFC playoffs. Same story for the Detroit Lions in the NFC. If Minnesota wins its wild card game Monday night versus the Rams, the Vikings would return to Detroit to play the Lions for a second time in 3 weeks. First three this weekend in the AFC, starting with the Texans home against the Chargers Saturday afternoon. Then an AFC North matchup between the Steelers and heavily favored Ravens in Baltimore. Sunday, the Bills a big favorite at home against the Broncos. Then in the NFC, 4:30 Eastern time on Fox TV, the Eagles host the Packers. Sunday night, it'll be the Buccaneers home against the Commanders. Since the NFL added wildcard teams to the playoffs in 1980, 7 have won the Super Bowl. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, You know, just getting you prepped for this, we were talking about the Notre Dame-Penn State game, but what actually happened last night at the game? Joe Morgan's in, has the information for us.
Notre Dame will play for a national championship.
Snap and hold are good. The kick is good!
That was courtesy of ESPN as Mitch Jeter nailed a go-ahead 41-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining in the college football playoff semifinals, and Notre Dame walked out of the Orange Bowl with a 27-24 victory over Penn State. In a fourth quarter that was filled with offensive fireworks, it was Penn State that made the big mistake. Nittany Lions quarterback Drew Aller was intercepted with 33 seconds remaining in Penn State territory, and the Fighting Irish were able to get into field goal range. Notre Dame faces the winner of Friday night's matchup between Texas and Ohio State. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
That is a sinking feeling when you come in the short end of that situation.
I know. Oh, yeah. And every sports fan knows it. And, you know, you had mentioned that we'd touch on tonight's game, and of course we're going to because Joe just set us up for it beautifully. But I did want to say, just speaking of sports fans, congratulations are in order to Bill. He's an Alabama fan. Don't love that. But,
oh, good. Bill. Hey.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Roll Tide, I guess. But he nonetheless.
High Tide. High Tide.
Yeah, High Tide. High that tide. Commercial that's gone viral. But yeah, so he nonetheless won the tickets. Congratulations to him. He will be going to the Senior Bowl on February 1st. And I was telling you, Chris, we've actually had a pretty balanced lot of people that have won those tickets. We had a Florida State fan, had an LSU fan, had an Ole Miss fan, and now we've got a Bama fan. So a lot of SEC, but at least there's some SEC diversity along with Florida State.
Just a few of our friends coming along with us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate that. While we're talking college football, well, here we go. College football's national championship game on the line tonight. Here we go. Fox has the information for us.
Eighth-seeded Ohio State sure has looked like the best team in college football through the first two rounds of the 12-team playoff, but the last SEC team standing will have something to say. Fifth-seeded Texas welcomes the Buckeyes to the Lone Star State at the Cotton Bowl Classic in a semifinal matchup with kickoff scheduled for 7:30 Eastern.
It's a great honor. It's humbling, but it's also a great opportunity and one we're looking forward to.
That was courtesy of the Big Ten Network as Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian spoke with the media on Thursday. Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day entered the playoff on the hot seat after losing to Michigan at the end of the regular season. But after ripping through Tennessee and Oregon, Ohio State is the favorite to take home a title for the first time since 2014. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, you know, I hope I wasn't disrespectful to the Texas Longhorns just a few minutes ago when I was kind of talking about Ohio State as if they've already won the game. I just feel that Texas has not proven that they should be considered as in any way a favorite to win. As I said, Ohio State has looked phenomenal, but Texas, they didn't wow me with Clemson. They could not get out of their own way against Arizona State. So many penalties, special teams issues, you name it. And that was a game that they really probably should have ran away with. So I just don't look at Texas, and I look at them, I don't see a contender. Ohio State has looked unstoppable.
Okay, let me just kind of give you the temperature. Of course, they're playing this game in the Cotton Bowl Classic in Arlington Stadium. We used to always say it, and when we were doing Dallas, always called it Arlene fun. It's 17 degrees right now.
Yikes.
And possibility of snow out there. So not much. They're about a 10% chance of snow this evening. But that's cold.
Yeah.
You know, that's cold.
Pretty rough.
And they got the roof open, so have fun with that.
Yeah.
Have a good time with that one.
To the best of your ability.
I'm going to sit in the best seat of the house tonight.
Your couch.
Right there. Into my bed. I think I told you, I sit on the end into the bed.
With your dogs, yeah.
We all watch TV, you know, and watch games.
Oh, I can respect that. And yeah, you know, I was outside. I was having to attend to my truck right outside the office earlier this afternoon. And yeah, I was seeing my breath and I was amazed. I'm like, wow, it's like a winter wonderland. So I can't imagine how Dallas is feeling. Just about 4:45 here. Speaking of cold weather, we'll get you another quick check of traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we mentioned these just a few minutes ago. Our two biggest issues right now are Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road and I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Outside of that, it's just some minor congestion here and there. It doesn't look like too much is holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 45 degrees, been a very just wet, lame day. Tonight's low is going to be 37 with some of those rain chances lingering, but they should dissipate throughout the night. Saturday should be nice. High of 46, low of 34. Tomorrow, Sunday, high of 56, low of 48. And Sunday night, we may see some rain chances kind of spike back up.
All right. Look at these flight cancellations and disruptions. 5,000 flights have been canceled across the U.S. because
it's just a few.
So what we're saying, snow and ice storms moving across the areas from Dallas through Atlanta, disrupting flights everywhere. If you've got to meet somebody for arriving flights or departing flights, call the airline. Too many disruptions today on that board. It's all just either a delay of a couple of hours or cancellations. Most of the flights canceling this afternoon coming in from Charlotte. So if you have somebody in their American flights, by the way.
Right.
So if you do have somebody coming in, call American, ask them what's up, ask them where your people are. Are they going to get in?
Where's my aunt and uncle at?
Yeah, the weather's really bad. But, dude, best piece of advice I can give you, call your airline. After the New Year's terrorist attack, which, of course, killed 15 people on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, well, the city is taking steps to try and prevent future accident at February's Super Bowl. February 9th, I believe it is. March's Mardi Gras on the way, and in the years to come, a lot of events planned. Kevin Urensky has more in Securing America.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell discussed the goal at a Thursday news conference.
Doubling down how we can improve, again, to make our city safer.
New Orleans is partnering with former L.A. Police Chief and New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton. He says the goal is to learn from what took place on New Year's and
preventing anything like that from happening again.
Bratton also says ISIS taught New Orleans and the entire country a lesson on New Year's.
The secret of terrorism was the ability to use the internet, the ability to inspire. They didn't have to be here.
He wants to establish a security platform for the city that will last for years. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Yeah, it is. It's just something that we heard about it with the Orange Bowl, Chris. They've increased some security measures, and having to go back to New Orleans for all the bigger of an event is definitely a prime source of concern. The nation's
it's a prime source of concern for me when I have to go through the Ninth Ward to get back down to the parish. Are you kidding me? On a normal day?
Yeah. Under any given circumstances, the nation's first bird flu death is being investigated in Louisiana, and there's the fear that more cases will start popping up. Dr. Gerald Parker at Texas A&M says that any death is tragic, but this one is not surprising. Apparently, this patient in Louisiana we've kept hearing about was a senior citizen with underlying conditions. Most of the cases in humans, he says, are very mild. And he went on to say that despite what is posted online, there's no pandemic coming for the Trump administration.
I pushed a notification out earlier today that says rain in the forecast. How long does it hang around? I want to tell you. Right now, the front is passing through Mobile and moving eastward. So our folks, our good friend Alan Strum over at Channel 3, is saying probably around 9 o'clock or so this evening, 9 or 10 o'clock this evening, it'll be moving out of here. Clear and in cold conditions coming back in. And we're going to talk about, we're going to revisit some of the suggestions in how to deal with space heaters or the pets, the pipes, and all that.
Right. The four Ps.
You got it. We're going to be talking about that throughout the afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate it. News Radio 92.3.
Yes, and with this being around 4:48 here, around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Wall Street closing sharply lower today after a strong jobs report. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 696 points. That's a doozy. To 41,938. S&P 500 fell 91 points to 58,27. And the NASDAQ dropped 317 points to 19,161.
Okay, interesting thing here, and I think your time has run out on this. We were telling you throughout the week here, Representative Saltzman had organized a community blanket drive today, and it was the last day, and I think 5 o'clock is your cutoff time. This week and coming up, it's the cold weather's coming back, and it's going to affect a lot of folks just trying to stay warm. I know Representative Saltzman was looking for blankets of all sizes, and they were doing this through her office up in Cantonment. So I do hope you got a chance to participate in this. She's a hard worker. She really is. She's always out there on the front. And so I hope this drive was very successful for Representative Saltzman in her efforts there.
Right. And X will begin labeling parody and satire accounts. The new labels will be on both the profiles and the posts of those accounts, according to a statement from the social media platform's safety team. The move hopes to increase transparency on X. Accounts can now place the label on themselves in the settings page, but the company said they'll release further details about when labeling will become required for accounts that fit the description.
80% of the flights coming out of Atlanta-Hartsfield now have been either delayed or canceled.
Wow.
20% getting through. Now, if you noticed, when I mentioned the board a few minutes ago, there were no cancellations coming up out of the Atlanta area, but they were mostly from the Charlotte area. Mm. We'll keep you posted. I'm going to watch this board for you this afternoon. President-elect Trump vowing to shed some light on those mysterious drones that have been spotted flying around New Jersey. Can you think about this? We haven't heard. It's been critters about these drones for the past week and a half or so.
Yeah, there was a lot of panic for a few days there. Then it kind of died down.
Okay, Sue Guzman, she has a little more on this story for you.
Speaking at a news conference at Mar-a-Lago Thursday, the president-elect said the drones have even been sighted at his Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey. He says once he's in office, he plans to let everyone know what the deal is.
I'm going to give you a report on drones about one day into the administration, because I think it's ridiculous that they're not telling you about what's going on with the drones.
The drones have been sighted across many sensitive sites around the U.S. since November, including military research facilities, military bases, local police stations, power lines, nuclear power plants, and critical infrastructure. The FBI has claimed they pose no threats to national security or the public. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Well, okay. I mean, I know that's what they've been saying up and down, but of course there's going to be folks always saying, well, you're just trying to prevent mass panic and blah, blah, blah. So I'm sure that'll get no worse at all before it gets better.
Well, the graduation rates are better. And this is something, you know, for years they've been trending downward. So coming up this next hour, we're going to talk to you about Florida graduation rates. And you're going to have a smile on your face. A lot. No, what I mean is a lot of improvement.
Yeah, it's good news.
So good for those folks.
Yeah, we're going to tell you about it, and you're going to like it. Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll talk about a new Marist poll, talking about how some of these, some Americans at least, feel about the security of our democracy going forward. Yeah, and Chris, I'm sure you'll question the sample base on that.
I probably will. That's my first thing out whenever I get them. What was your sample base?
Yeah, that's our shtick. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Austin Price, along with his lady, Shania Quaytrain. Quaytrain?
Shania. Shania Quay, quick a crank
Shania
to train.
Twain.
Shania Twain.
Okay,
yeah.
I love our texters. Just got a text in here and saying, hey, listen, might be a good idea to pass on the information about those flights by having people go to the airline's website instead of trying to call, because getting through to those phone lines could probably be a problem this afternoon. You see, I told you we had smart people out there. Mm. Absolutely smart people. So there, and get this, as I mentioned to you just a second ago, and I was saying, well, no flights out of Atlanta have canceled as of yet. Most of them coming up out of the Charlotte area. Nope. Delta flight 3059 just canceled on us. It was due in at 4:58 this afternoon. It is not making it in tonight. So again, check with your website air carriers and get the latest information.
All right, and, you know, we'll keep the information just pelting you here with it being 4:55. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, just have some minor issues at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. The most issue is going to be on Palafox traveling northbound, passing Burgess, heading towards Olive Road. Also on I-10, if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, got our usual afternoon backups there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 45 degrees, low of 37 tonight. Do have some decreasing chances of showers throughout the evening. Saturday, pretty clear for the most part as far as rainfall. Mostly cloudy, though. High of 46, low of 34. Sunday, it's a high of 56, low of 45. And well into your Sunday evening, we could start seeing an uptick in rain chances again.
Okay, 4:57, News Radio 92.3. If you're... I didn't go back to the board here, and I will tell you this, that if you're expecting somebody coming in from Dallas-Fort Worth, they're going to be delayed. All the flights are delayed. And again, just go to the website, the carrier's website, to check it out. But if you are expecting somebody from DFW, don't expect them to be on time, because that snowstorm is affecting a lot of flights today. Big day today. For 55 years, I've really loved this whole characters and all. Sesame Street.
Ah.
Celebrates 55 years today. Here's Michelle Polino.
Sesame Street returns for its 55th season on January 16th on Max, with celebrity guests bringing star power to the iconic block. Premiere episode Beach Ball Bop features Renee Rapp, followed by Michael B. Jordan, SZA, and Chris Stapleton. This season will also include appearances by Noah Kahan, Jonathan Van Ness, and Billie Jean King. With fun stories and big names, Sesame Street continues to entertain and educate families worldwide, with the initial premiere episode seeing Elmo learning how to manage his big feelings using volcano breaths after a frustrating game. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm surprised that they haven't run out of material yet.
Oh, listen, that's brilliant. That's just nothing but brilliant.
Well, and you know, you can think this is brilliant. You can think it's for stupid heads. We'll see, because I hinted at this before the break. A new Marist poll survey finds almost 3 in 4 Americans believe the future of democracy is under a serious threat. That portion includes the majority of voters in both parties. Meanwhile, just over a quarter said they don't see a threat when thinking about issues that divide the nation.
You know, I like to do dog stories. You know that by now.
Yes.
A Florida woman is pretty ecstatic today after reuniting with her dog, who was stolen right from her driveway. Jordan Kassane with Fox TV affiliate WSVN. She's down in Miami, has more on the story.
It was surreal.
The search for little Lola is over. With tears in her eyes and a heart full of gratitude, Lola's mom, Jennifer Perez, embraces her precious pup. Just days after, she says the dog was stolen from her front yard as her husband took out the trash.
He was calling all the dogs back in and realized that Lola was gone.
Heartbroken, Perez says she and her family took to social media. Their prayers were answered.
She evidently told a friend that she had found a Frenchie. She was pretty excited. And the friend came over and said, wait a second, I've seen that dog on the news.
We're at the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office South District Station that Lola and Perez were reunited.
Man, I got to tell you, we were talking about, you know, the types of evil that people could be. I mentioned that in passing earlier this hour. Stealing a dog. You know it's owned. It's in a driveway, and you take it anyway. Come on, man.
Okay, high school graduation, Spirit Airlines, injuries on a school bus, all coming up this next hour on News Radio 92.3. Hey, thanks for having us on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.